when you want to get the horses ready for driving, say an old buggy or pulling a wagon or something like that, what would you say? I'm going to
hitch up the horses.
All right. And now, if you wanted to indicate you're going to ride a horse, what would you say?
Saddle a horse.
What do you call the lines on a plow when you're plowing? What do you call the lines that are the means that you have for controlling the horse?
The range.
All right. And what would you call when you're riding? What do you call the same thing?
You call them reins, but generally when you're plowing, you say the lines.
All right. Lines on plow, but reins on
reins on the horse.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the things that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And when you have two horses hitched up to a wagon, or maybe even to a plow or something, what do you call a horse that is on the left? Or maybe the one, another way to indicate that is the one that walks in the furrow.
The lead horse, I suppose.
Uh-huh. And if something's not right at hand, you say it's just a little...
It's a little ways over.
If you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank to go before it's dark.
I had a ways to go.
If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say it's found just about
right here
or
over there.
I'm not getting to express myself very well. You could find it anywhere. You could find it here, there, yonder. You'd say, you won't have any trouble finding this because you can find it just about
anywhere.
All right. Somebody slips and fell down this way. You'd say he fell
backward.
And he fell this way.
Forward.
Right. If I asked you if you caught any fish and you'd been on a very unsuccessful fishing trip, you'd say no.
I didn't catch any.
All right. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, "Why is she blaming me? I blank wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong."
Okay. Mm-hmm. Some of these seem awfully obvious, but we're looking for the obvious. if someone apologizes for breaking your rake, you might say, "That's all right. I didn't like it
anyway."
Okay. A crying child might say, "He was eating candy and didn't give me
any."
Right. You might also say, "Now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble." Indicating there's a good chance. He'll have his trouble.
Well, I'm blank on that. I know there's a word, but I just...
Well, a phrase. I'm really looking for not a single word. But,
he'll have his trouble.
Just in some phrase that would indicate there's a very good chance of this.
Well.
All right. Well, okay. What do you call the trenches that are made by a plow?
Furrow.
And if you had a real good yield, you'd say, "We raised a big...
crop."
And when you remove the brush and trees from your property, you say, "I've blanked the land."
Cleared.
And what do you call the second cutting of grass or clover or something, you know?
Well,